From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was more fighting in the snow-covered mountains of northern Iraq today. Turkish helicopters strafed and rocketed the positions of rebels from the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Turkish military spokesmen say more than 150 Kurdish rebels have been killed in the cross-border operation. The Kurds crossed into Iraqi territory last week. Turkey has also suffered casualties. From the southeastern Turkish city of Diyarbakir, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
4 days into its thrust into Iraqi territory, Turkey is now holding funerals for its dead soldiers. In the western town of Çanakkale yesterday, a grieving mother prostrated herself on the flag-draped coffin of her son Gökhan Özkan, a 20-year-old conscript who was killed in battle in the mountains of northern Iraq. Turkish government officials say the goal of the operation is the elimination of rebel camps, which the PKK has long maintained in rugged mountains on the Iraqi side of the border. The Kurdish separatists have resisted fiercely, and last weekend, a rebel commander made a public appeal to the estimated 12 million ethnic Kurds living in Turkey to rise up and make Turkish cities uninhabitable. Here in Diyarbakir, the unofficial capital of Turkey's Kurdish minority, thousands of Kurds gathered outside the headquarters of a Kurdish nationalist party and observed a moment of silence to commemorate PKK rebels who have been killed fighting the Turkish state. The crowd then began marching through the streets of Diyarbakir.
Several thousand Kurds, many of them waving portraits of the imprisoned leader of the PKK rebel group, Abdullah Öcalan, are marching through the streets of this city. So far, the demonstration is peaceful. They're trying to show their opposition to the Turkish military operation into northern Iraq.
Mahmut Simzek is a Kurdish journalist and activist based in Diyarbakir who participated in the demonstration.
PKK are the children, grandchildren, relatives of people here who are living here.
Simzek is talking about Kurds like this white-haired man named Jalal Doğan, who says his teenage son ran off to fight and eventually die alongside the PKK in the 1990s.
Ben kendim, beni bırakmıyorlar. Benim ailem beni bırakmıyor. Olsaydı ben şimdi gitmiştim.
If my family did not hold me back, I would go to the mountains today and fight.
Though many of the protesters at this rally were defiant, they seem increasingly isolated. The U.S. is sharing intelligence information with its NATO ally Turkey as it carries out its offensive. Meanwhile, the Iraqi Kurds who govern northern Iraq have declared themselves neutral in this conflict. A protester named Numan Gökadan asked why so many of the foreign governments that have recognized Kosovo's independence from Serbia continue to label the PKK a terrorist organization. There are 40 million Kurds, Gökadan says, and we still have no country of our own. Inside Turkey, support for the PKK and its armed resistance seems to have dwindled in recent years. Moderate Islamist Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan succeeded in wooing much of the Kurdish vote in the last election. I didn't attend today's rally, said this Kurdish man, whose shop was vandalized by angry youths after the protest. I think these problems can be solved at the negotiating table, he said, not by breaking windows. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Diyarbakir.